Hi, you're listening to Coaching by Zone, and it's your host, Zone Amore. I'm coming in today to talk about being happy. How do you stay happy all the time? And it's kind of difficult for some people to stay happy because you have situations going on, life occurs, and it kind of tries to beat you up and drag you down. And I want to talk about some coping skills that you can use to stay focused and stay happy on your journey. So don't let the world beat you up if you don't have to. Don't give in if you don't need to. And don't give up on your happiness just because someone else wants you to. So today we're going to have a fun topic talking about being happy and just staying joyful all the time. Even when the most messed up shit comes and occurs in your life, you can still stay positive and you can stay happy. Thank you for listening, and it's Coaching by Zone. People tend to ask me how I stay happy all the time, and it is a question that's like challenging for me because I try to stay happy all the time, but most of the time it's like I have joy instead of happiness. I'm positive instead of negative, and I have to flip those negative situations into a positive one in order for me to be happy. And so like by me staying joyful and positive, I reward myself with happiness. And that comes into positive reinforcements and instrumental conditioning and just being who I am. So say if somebody is like pissing you off and you're having a bad day and somebody's trying to steal your happiness or your joy, don't let them. Just focus on the simple fact that, look, I'm making it through today. I'm happy. Things are going to be okay. I have joy. Nobody can take that from me. Because the moment you start focusing on the fact that somebody can take something away from you is the moment that you lose your happiness. So I don't know what you consider being joyful or what you consider being happy, but I like to start my morning. Like if I have coffee in the morning, I'm extremely happy. I got to have a good breakfast. I got to drink some coffee. I got to relax. I got to meditate on positive things. I got to think about how I'm going to construct my day. And those things tend to make me pretty damn joyful. Now, on the other hand, after you finish your little morning ritual, what occurs? You're either going to work or you have the day off. Now, when you go into the office, you might have some people who are telling you, oh, you got to turn in this paperwork. Oh, we have a meeting. You have to do this. And say if you're unprepared or you forgot something at home. Instead of letting that drag you down and be negative, you need to figure out a way to improvise. And improvising is a coping skill to make you happy. Improvisation or improv or however you want to pronounce it. Improv is going to be able to let you execute the task that you have at hand with joy and happiness instead of executing it in a negative way. You can think about it like, oh, I left this at home, I'm irresponsible. Or you can think about it in a way that, oh, I left this at home, everything's gonna be all Gucci. Once I'm finished with this, I'll be able to get my thing, but at least I made it through to that point in my day. And so improv is a coping skill that's gonna make you happy. So we're going to talk a little bit about instrumental conditioning. And instrumental conditioning is based on your own actions. You act to the world, and then the way the world treats your actions shapes the nature of your future actions. So a positive reinforcement can consist of an award that you get. Say if you go out and garden, the reward is that you reap a plant or a fruit that you grew. Now, say a negative reinforcement would be you go out and garden, your action is correct and good, but then all of a sudden there's nothing to harvest. You didn't grow anything, so you have no prosperity from that, and that can be considered a negative reward. Now, there is certain actions that bring rewards and temporary satisfactions. Now, it could be a good reward for you, or it could be a sad reward for you. It just depends on how you want to interpret it and treat your lifestyle. Now, you can go out and drink a whole bunch, and that temporary reward that you get is satisfactory. You're happy about it. Things don't bother you. You're like, okay, I'm having a great ass time. Blase, blase. But then the next day you have a negative reinforcement of you're either throwing up, you're not feeling well, you're dehydrated, it's a lack of focus or attention on yourself, your mental game is off, and all because you went out for that temporary satisfaction. Now, with instrumental conditioning, it works that if your actions bring a reward, that action becomes stamped into your mind. And there was a famous psychologist, Edward Thorndike, who actually believed this and established this theory of operant conditioning. So, I mean, the laws of cause and effect have a lot to play into it at the same time, because the effect is of what you did brings a reward. Now, for me, I'm trying to focus more on like positive rewards and positive actions in order to bring positivity into my life. Like, for me, I'm not going to go out and drink a whole bunch because I have shit to do the next day and I don't want to wake up feeling bad or dehydrated or off my A game, because I have an end goal. I'm focusing more on tunnel vision. But for you, it may be different. Your ultimate goal may be temporary satisfaction. So that's something that you have to take into consideration. What is your satisfaction? Temporary or positive? Well, thank you for listening to Coaching by Zone 8. I'm your host, Zone 8 Amore. And you're tuning in today to listen to the cause and effects of positive and negative reinforcements. So I decided to do this topic because I had a few friends struggling with positive and negative reinforcements. I usually struggle with positive and negative reinforcements just due to some things behind my actions that I don't really like the reinforcement that occurs. And that's due to what the punishment or the reward would be. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And just if you have any questions or concerns, feel free always to visit my website and send me an email or just a question. And you can visit my website at coachingbyzone8.webs.com. And that's coachingbyzone8.webs.com. Another way to make yourself happy all the time is doing things that you enjoy doing. So if you enjoy listening to music in the morning, and you enjoy reading, or you enjoy meditation or yoga, fulfill your day with some of those things that are going to make you happy. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, you shouldn't do this so many times, oh, you can't do that because it's too much, or overworking yourself. If overworking yourself makes you happy, then overwork. If making money makes you happy, then go ahead and make money. If listening to music for 6 damn hours makes you happy, then enjoy what you do to make you happy, because you are your own self. You're your own entity. And so if somebody else is trying to take your joy away, it's because they don't have the ability or the audacity to do what you're doing to make yourself happy and to make your life occur the way it is. So instead of listening to negative Nancy's, you need to listen to positive Patty. And positive Patty is telling
you, Patty
Mayonnaise is telling you to do your damn thing. And don't let anyone interrupt your flow. You got to go out and make happiness for yourself. Make joy for yourself. Because if you're joyful, you're going to reward yourself with that happiness.